Hey, spookies.
What's up? Oh, jinx.
Are you asking me or are you asking the spookies?
I'm only asking the spookies.
I will not respond.
Welcome to another episode of Spooky Bitch Gang.
A full theme episode.
Yeah.
I like these. I like all
me
of
too.
Them.
Me too. I'm Crystal.
I'm Scott.
That's it.
That's the we're Spooky Bitch Gang.
See you later.
Roll the music. We're going to talk about some spooky movies today. Maybe not so spooky. Definitely horror adjacent.
I think they're spooky. To me, they're spooky.
Oh, yeah. Well,
they're
one of these.
They get their hairs up on the back of my neck.
Yeah. Sweaty palms, that kind of stuff. Mm. But first, we did watch a little movie together. We wanted to talk about it.
Oh, yeah. We had the privilege of getting a little sneak peek of a short that will be playing at a Night of Horror Film Festival in Sydney.
Yes, at Dendy Newtown from the 17th to the 23rd of October. This particular movie is going to be part of the International Shorts 1. What's the word for that? The collection?
Sure.
So if you want to go see this, I'm sure these shorts are going to be really fun. Shorts are always horror shorts, especially.
I love it. Because if one's crap, you go to the next one.
Yeah, it's only 10 minutes.
Yeah. But what did we watch? What's it called?
They See You.
They See You, directed by a friend of the pod.
Jared. Januszka.
That was fun. So that was pretty fucking freaky and intense.
Yeah. It felt a lot shorter than 10 minutes.
Yeah. So I would recommend going and checking out that short among others.
And this one, I think, this is a filmmaker to watch because this short is begging to be expanded into
totally.
A feature.
Yeah. Also really pretty.
And I don't know how much we can say about it without
spoilers.
It'll be
nice on the big screen. Nah, yes. I think, well, we might have Jared on a future episode to talk about some horror stuff. Go watch the short. Go support, you know. Filmmakers, whatever. Yeah.
Well, I'll just say this one was not what I was expecting. Halfway through, like, you kind of know where you think it's going to go. It's not going where you think it's going to go.
Yeah, I love that. Also love queer representation in horror movies.
True. That lady looked like Ruby Rose, don't you reckon?
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So before we get into the theme of the day, is there anything you want to talk about? Anything you've seen? Anything you've been thinking about? Something that's been kind of tearing you up inside?
Well, I did want to mention a movie I saw recently. It was the first movie I've ever seen from Côte d'Ivoire, the French-speaking African nation. This is a movie from, I can't remember, it's in the 60s. It's in black and white. And it's called The Woman with a Knife. And I just wanted to talk about this because I would imagine a lot of people don't consider this a horror movie, but this movie to me is like the first scene in this movie is a gender flip of the famous shower scene from Psycho.
Oh.
And it's kind of like definitely influenced by, I think, the French New Wave. There's a lot of philosophical stuff going on there. But this is just a really interesting kind of psychological thriller about this guy who – he has these visions of a woman holding a knife and he scares the absolute shit out of him and he can't figure out where it's coming from. He can't figure out who she is until he kind of realizes at the end, but throughout he's got this, he's so alienated from the society around him that you've got the traditional Côte d'Ivoire society and also the very strong European influence. And he's kind of stuck between those two worlds. And he's always hovering on the fringes to the point where I was really tempted to read this as a queer film because he's terrified of women because of this woman with the knife. I think there's a lot you can make of this movie, but it's on Mubi. It's really interesting. I think you should give it a go.
How interesting. I've never seen a movie from there.
Yeah. Every time you see a movie from the continent of Africa, from every continent in Africa, as who said that? Raven Simone, yeah? It's always a treat because you just don't get to see movies from that part of the world very often.
That's true. That actually reminds me that I'm not sure if it'll have happened by the time this episode's out. When is this episode out?
October 7th.
October 7th. It might be too late, but I think I mentioned on a previous episode that for the Sydney Science Fiction Film Festival, we programmed a movie called Neptune Frost, which was absolutely incredible and definitely one to watch on the big screen because you can watch it just online at the moment. But
where?
Where can you watch it online?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Somewhere.
Illegally?
No. You can stream it. But they're playing it for free at the Art Gallery of New South Wales.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I'm not sure exactly when that is, so maybe you've already missed it. But if not,
let's find out.
Go fucking watch it, because it's honestly incredible.
People are loving it. Not just crystals. So
close enough to horror. Yeah. I've seen it. I know a few people have seen it, and everybody just had their mind blown by it.
Yeah. I'm really sad I missed it, but I'm just looking now. Art Gallery of New South Wales. It might have already happened.
By the time the episode's up?
I'm not seeing anything. So
it hasn't happened yet.
Oh.
But anyway.
Yeah, Google it.
Yeah, everyone Google it.
I'm not your PA.
So that's pretty exciting. I also wanted to say that I finally got around to starting to watch the horror show Brand New Cherry Flavor, which everyone kept telling me to watch. Have you seen it?
Yeah, spot? I haven't seen it, but yeah, I remember.
I watched like a few episodes of it. I get it. It's fun. Like,
okay.
It's not, for some reason I stopped watching it and it's not reeling me back in.
Was this, but it's Korean or am I thinking of something else?
No, it's American. It's like in LA. It's about a horror filmmaker, like a young woman horror filmmaker. So it's pretty cool, and I get why people are recommending it to me specifically. But yeah, Catherine Keane is in it.
Oh, I love her.
Love to see her.
She's my favorite Catherine.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't think of any other ones.
Catherine
O'Hara.
Who?
Catherine O'Hara.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Mary Margaret O'Hara's less famous sister.
Who's Mary? Who's that?
She's a singer-songwriter. She had one album in the 80s.
Oh. Okay. Hey, should we get into the fucking theme?
Yeah, let's do it.
It's a fun one.
Yeah, I'm really excited for this one. I can't wait. Let's just do it.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, we're back. And so this theme's a little bit special, unlike the other themes where we're kind of just like, hey, do you want to do this theme? And then we like scramble to find movies that fit that theme. This one was actually inspired by a creator on TikTok called Nirupam. Their name on TikTok is hugeasmammoth.films, or on Instagram, just hugeasmammoth. I think they're really funny. They gave us their blessing to mention them in this episode.
You know what that means? Friend of the pod.
So they coined this term specifically about the movie Fall, which we're going to talk about today, which was white people got stuck where?
So good.
And like just from that, you can tell what kind of energy these movies have and what's going to happen in them.
Yeah.
So this genre is about white people. Generally white people.
Yeah, it's usually white people. I think
all the movies we watch, it's just white people doing something kind of dumb.
Yeah.
And then they get stuck somewhere.
It's basically single location survival thrillers. But obviously you can kind of extend that genre as much as you want. You could include, somebody told me the other day, The Thing is technically a like single location survival. It's technically a white people got stuck where.
Yeah, I was saying the other day too that Gravity is a white people got stuck where.
Yeah, so you can include a lot. But I think what the spirit of this is the dumb fun movies.
Low budget.
Like, yes, yeah. Shit. Just terrible dialogue.
That's interesting that you use the word shit just then, because I was thinking about this the other day. I think there's a semantic difference, specifically when talking about movies, between calling something shit and calling something crap.
I knew you were going to say crap, and I agree.
Yes. Shit's like, it's actually not good. Crap, on the other hand, it's good.
Mm. Yeah, that's true. It's like trash.
Yeah.
Which is good.
I'll watch something crap, but if someone says something shit, I'm like, hey, shit.
It's like bad, but it's good. It's like pH bad. Totally. I was saying to Scott before we started recording, I'd already watched, I think, every movie in this genre, because I absolutely adore this genre. I'm always in the mood to watch some, like, five idiots in, like, I don't fucking know. Like, I was going to say a dumbwaiter. There's no way five idiots would fit in a dumbwaiter, but that would be a fun movie, someone stuck in a dumbwaiter.
Didn't that happen in Halloween H2O?
But imagine the whole movie's there.
That'd be a pretty big dumbwaiter. Well, unless they're all kind of like pretzels in there, like fit together like Tetris.
A movie about a contortionist who gets stuck.
I'm just surprised that hasn't happened.
We need to think of some fun locations.
Well, where do you think you personally would be most likely to get stuck?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, where am I sometimes? Where do I spend time?
You're at higher places? In the bush?
True. I would probably be in like a fall kind of situation.
Yeah.
But
whenever
like
you
that.
Climb something, it's not like you've always got a way to get down.
Because normally when you're climbing something, you have a rope and you can use that rope to descend, which should have been the case in fall.
Yeah.
For some reason wasn't. Don't know why.
I wouldn't have been that hard to get stuck down. Experience.
What happened?
We went out to a place. So I grew up in a small town called, well, it's not that small, a place called Goulburn. I know you were going to talk about fall. I won't take too long.
No. I want to. I'm also like shocked that you've just outed where you come from. We always just say like a rural town.
But near there, there's the old swimming hole, O'Allen Ford. And so one day we were like, let's go camping at O'Allen Ford. My friend had a van. I was like,
how old were you?
I think it was my gap year. So 18. Anyway, so we're like, let's go out there. So my friend and I with the van, we went out a bit early and we were like, we said to our other friend, just meet us at the bridge. And then we got quite dark. We're like, our friend's not here. What the fuck? So we tried to go drive to see if we could find her and the van was stuck. It would not move on the rocks. So we tried to push it. We tried everything. Our friend never turned up. We slept the night in the van. And then the next day we had to do like a exploitation thing and go talk to some locals who were camping nearby. You're not being rude, but the main guy didn't have a lot of teeth. He helped us. He was really, really helpful. He attached a chain to his car. He pulled us out. And then we went home and it turns out our friend went to the wrong bridge. So,
Whoa, that could have gone so poorly. Yeah. Like that, the guy with no teeth, he could have killed you.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking the whole time.
Hmm.
But anyway, that's not related to the movie Fall.
Oh, yeah, we watched Fall.
Yeah.
That's, what I guess, another thing that inspired the theme because a lot of people, firstly, as a rock climber, everyone's sending me this fucking trailer constantly.
It's not even like, rock
this
climbing.
Reminded me of you. Because I guess because they're climbers in the movie. And tower climbing is a real thing that people legitimately do.
Do you think those people are a bit dumb?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think they don't. It doesn't look anything like what's in the movie.
Ah, interesting. Okay.
and I don't think you just think like, oh, this tower that's like about to fall down. Let's
big
just do it without
you might die.
Doing any research or see if it's like structurally sound. Let's just climb it. Like, I don't think people do that really. If you haven't seen the trailer for Fall.
Go watch it.
Yeah, you should watch it, actually. You really can get just from the trailer what you need to get.
Mm.
It's about these two women who are rock climbers who they've had this terrible tragedy where one of the women was married to a man.
And then he fell.
He fell. He falls in the beginning.
He fall.
yeah, he fall. And he dies. so then this woman's like scarred from this experience of having her husband die while she's climbing with him. And then her friend is like, it's okay. I know what's going to pull you out of this funk. Let's climb this huge TV tower.
You forgot to mention it's exactly 51 weeks later.
Bro.
It's so unhinged.
That was the craziest thing. So we have the opening sequence of him falling and then like to go to present day, it literally says 51 weeks later. Who the fuck? What? Who did that? Why?
Is it a joke? How old a baby is?
It was not like, oh, it's really important that it was exactly 51.
I mean, why? It was mentioned later that it was like approaching the 1 year anniversary.
Yeah, but why do 51 weeks?
Because that's 51 weeks? Because 52 weeks is a year.
But like, it doesn't have to. There's no way to justify it. It was insane.
I've never seen a movie do that.
It sets you up immediately to be like, this movie's fucking stupid. And for real, this movie really is stupid. And
interesting you didn't love it. You love these
movies. I love the genre and I'm a connoisseur. I've seen them all. I enjoy them and I won't hear any people talking shit about them. But this movie, I hated it and I hated every moment of being in the cinema. Firstly, it is way too long. It's so slow. Yeah,
it's nearly 2 hours.
They've up on the, you honestly feel like you're in the tower, and not in a scary way, but just like bored. Like you're just like, I hope it collapses. I was thinking, I want someone to fall. I want it to break. I want the vultures to eat them. Something needs to happen because nothing's fucking happening.
Yeah.
They're not like, even in distress. They're just bored.
They were. They were kind of just chilling. I found the first act of this movie, I'm fucking terrified of heights. Like that is my one big fear. The first part of this movie, my palms were sweating. I was having trouble sitting still. I was like, my heart was racing. I was there. But then the drama's gone. There's this, every one of these movies has some interpersonal drama that comes out when they're in this situation.
Yeah.
This one, you and I clocked it like 5 minutes into the movie. Mm-hmm. We knew what was going to happen.
And then it doesn't even lead to anything.
No, they fight for like 3 seconds and they're like, I love you, girl.
They're like, oh, who cares? It was kind of nice to see a woman about a movie about two women doing like some cool adventure together.
Yeah.
That was a nice departure. But apart from that, there was nothing in this movie that I could find to like recommend it. I didn't find it scary. I like, I can understand. I think I spoke to my cousin as well, who'd also watched it, and I understand how some people could find the fact like that it's kind of high and dizzying.
Yeah,
and the cinematography is kind of like, oh, we're up high, and that's meant to inspire fear in people. I guess as a rock climber, that didn't make me scared. I like being up high. And mostly I was really annoyed. I just, like, this is the last little thing I need to say on behalf of the climbing community.
Yeah.
Absolutely everything that was depicted in this movie about climbing was completely wrong.
Even the beginning when they were on the rocks? It was
so insane. If you watch this movie and you know, like, anything about climbing, you're going to just be like, what the – who the fuck advised – like, there's no way that they didn't have people, like, stunt doubles at least who were new climbing. So I don't understand how – what they were doing in the beginning, like how they made those decisions. These people, I don't know, I can't even get into how wrong everything is and how ridiculous it was. But just some of like the standout things are that like this woman and her husband are climbing a cliff face. They're simul climbing. They're literally climbing next to each other. No one's belaying the other person. And they have one short rope, which I feel like was a static rope, that was just attached to both of them. And then in the middle, this man was like putting gear into the rock. I don't know who's going to retrieve it. And then clipping just that rope in between them to the gear. Like it was fucking nuts. So that when he falls, he's like somehow hanging out from the rock. And instead of just like swinging in, he's like, can you unclip? He gets his fucking knife to unclip from the rope so that like the knot will catch in the carabiner, and then he can swing a bit closer to the rock. Spoiler alert, he dies because that's an insane thing to do. And I don't understand how they were climbing in the first, like, what was that? Like, who came up with that? Why are they attached to each other? The same thing happens when they're climbing the tower.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. They're only attached to each other.
It's like, now that's even more dangerous.
Because one of you falls, you're both going
to
fall.
You're both fucked. Like, what? You're relying on that person to catch you with their bare fucking hands.
Well, that does happen.
It does happen. And that is crazy.
The rope burn would be incredible.
It would be crazy. Also, this woman, the blonde woman who's like the adventure crazy lady, like Danger D.
Harpies, I don't know.
Oh, I only remember her.
A different movie.
No, I think her name was Harper, but also known as Danger D.
Danger D.
She, in the beginning of the movie, she's climbing that same cliff face that these people are climbing, but she's free soloing, but she is wearing a harness. And she definitely, if she's free soloing this cliff, she would know at least something about climbing, knots, ropes, but throughout the movie, they act like neither of them have ever heard of any kind of knot or any way to use a rope to either ascend, which they could have done when they get up to the top of the tower. You can like really easily like make a rope into something called a prosic to like get up something.
Is that kind of like you put the rope around the pole and you sort of like
it's like shimmy? A particular kind of knot and then you wrap it around. Or to descend. Like there are so many things that they could have used. They tried absolutely nothing because they've apparently never heard of knots and all they do is clip ropes to each other. I know this is really boring if you're not a climber. I'm going
to
stop.
The layman, everything that you've – like what to a layman watching this movie, you'd be like, yeah, they're fucked. But you got all the solutions.
I just feel like they were already fucked from when they decided to start climbing with these – like it just doesn't make – any sense at all, and it was infuriating to me, and I'm really sorry. Like, I get it, like, it's not going to be perfect, but it doesn't even stand up to common sense.
Yeah.
Why would they be tied to each other? I don't fucking know. Would you want to climb that big tower? I thought it looked
fun. No.
I thought it looked really fun. No. But, like, it's kind of a baptism by fire. This woman's been traumatized and she hasn't climbed
for She hasn't climbed for 51 weeks.
And even back when she was climbing, she was pretty scared.
Yeah.
She had to have her husband convince her to, like, dino from one cliff to another. It was, like, really intense. And then this lady's like, yeah, let's climb this TV tower so I can not live stream it, because then they would have had help, but record it for my my Instagram following.
Didn't she just say, like, 60,000 followers?
Is that what she said? Yeah,
60,000. That's not that many.
It's not that many. And what, is she putting reels? Like, what's she doing? She's
putting reels. Yeah, she didn't mention what app it was. Oh, no, it was Instagram, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like TikTok is the thing now. Like, what are you doing on Instagram?
You know what I liked about this movie? And I already mentioned it to you, Scott. I feel like the symbolism of this film, like the visual language of the film, was you could track their character development through how big their tits were.
Yeah, you pointed this out, and then it made me want to watch the movie again just to see this.
So Danger D, she's fucking racked up. She's got no gear in her harness, but she's racked up where it counts. That's a really funny joke if you're a climber.
I got it.
But anyway, she has these huge tits out. She's wearing like a Wonder Bra, I guess. And she's kind of like in control over life and fearless. And then at a certain point in the movie, like, her tits go down because she takes off the Wonder Bra, and it's really all downhill from there. Whereas the other girl, she turns up, she's kind of more conservative. She's not really into the tits. She's wearing a big like thing covering her like body or whatever. But then when she comes into her own, the shirt comes off, she's got massive tits too. And it really feels like that shows that you're a woman who's like in control of your life.
Do you think this is a good thing or a bad thing for a movie to do?
It was like, I think it's a really interesting way of looking at
female empowerment.
Character development.
Right.
I think it means that I am like not empowered and quite scared of the world. And you know what? It tracks.
I don't know if it tracks.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
You can be part of the itty bitty titty committee and still live your life.
Maybe, yeah, but not in the world of this film.
No, in this world, big tits is where it's at.
Big tits, and also people are kind of shit.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I feel like we should list all the bad things that happen to these girls. So, obviously, they're up the top, the ladder falls down, they can't get back down. Then they get the attention of these two men. And they're clearly in distress. These two men see them. You know what they do? They steal their car.
It's so funny, though. Like, they don't even take a minute. They don't send for help. They're
fuck yeah.
Perfect opportunity. Like, they're not going to get us.
And then later, vultures, which, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think that carrion birds attack things that are still alive. Maybe I'm wrong.
They were trying to say that it was like wanting to eat her gross leg wound because her leg wound smelled really bad.
Oh, okay.
And they tried to set it up earlier in the movie they saw the vulture eating some animal, but it was still alive.
It's literally the circle of life, and she calls the vultures pricks.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, they like try to scare him off, and it's like, that animal's dying and this vulture's alive and needs, like, what do you think's going to happen? You just don't want to see it.
Yeah.
It was really weird, and it's like, you guys are meant to be like outdoorsy, like adventure gals.
Yeah.
What's happening here?
But then later, the main girl, whose name I do not remember, she eats some vulture sashimi, and that's how she gets her...
True. She conquers nature.
Yeah.
She really, like, she became the vulture.
Yeah.
And we love that for her.
Yeah. And that's all she wrote.
This movie is so fucking stupid.
So what is it that about this movie, first of all, the runtime, that you didn't like as opposed to... What's your favorite White People Got Stuck Where movie?
Oh, my goodness. Let me think. What's my favorite? You know what might be my favorite? And we've talked about it before on the pod, I think. Fucking 47 Meters down.
We talked about 47 Minutes Down Uncaged. Okay, well, but this I don't one's know if we caged. Talked about the OG.
I like the caged one. It's my fave. Love what's her fucking name?
Mandy Moore.
Mandy Moore. Yeah. I love Amanda Moore.
Honestly, being the first sisters? Queen to call out Ryan Adams.
True.
Love it.
Yeah, we stan. I love this movie about sisters. I love her performance. Like everything she's doing, she's really fucking committing to it.
Yeah.
I like sharks. That's fun. If I was a diver, I'd be like, this movie was fucking stupid. But I'm not. Yeah. So I think it's scary. And I think the idea of being like really far underwater is actually
fucking
so scary.
Terrifying. I hate the idea
it's
of
drowning. It's way scarier than being up high because you can't breathe.
Yeah.
She keeps running out of oxygen. She's got the bends. She's fucking hallucinating. Honestly, the bends looks kind of lit.
Yeah, it's like having a really big edible.
Yeah.
So what happens in this movie? They're sisters that go on a special little trip to Mexico.
Yeah, because isn't she heartbroken or some shit?
Yeah, they're always fucking heartbroken in these movies.
Yeah, you got to get your heart broken and then you got to get yourself in a fucked up
situation.
There's
always trauma and then more trauma.
Yeah, it's like let's distract ourselves from the initial trauma by doing something extremely dangerous with our loved ones.
Well, this one, the initial act shouldn't have been as dangerous as it was. No. People dive in shark cages all the time. I can't remember what goes wrong. What goes wrong?
I think it was just a janky fucking cage.
Oh, yeah. And then it falls to the bottom of the ocean. Is Open Water a White People Got Stuck Where movie?
Hundo.
Well, this
they
is
just
another
got
one.
Stuck out in the ocean. People just keep getting stuck places. And I think
there's a lot of shark ones.
Yeah.
The Shallows.
Yes. Oh, my God. The Shallows. She's stuck on the rock.
You should go listen to our Sharks and Crocs episode.
True. We did talk about the Shallows in that one. That's a good one. I like that one too. I think the hallmark of these movies is the main danger needs to be from the fact that you're stuck.
Yes. And it's not necessarily that you did something dumb. It's that you did something extreme.
That you're living life to the fullest.
Yeah.
And you need to learn through being stuck that it's worth it to put your fucking life on the line.
I don't think Amanda Moore learns that in this movie. Well,
she was too far gone.
Yeah. The end. There's a fake out. Are we doing spoilers for this 10-year-old movie?
These movies, it doesn't matter if you know what happens because you already know.
It's about the journey.
You already know. Yeah.
So in this movie, well, most of these movies, you're kind of like, I know they're going to get out of this somehow, but some of them are going to die. Mm. This movie, there's an end. There's a bit where she escapes and it's like, and it kind of feels a bit like, what the fuck? Like, how did that even happen?
Yeah.
But then it was a hallucination. Yeah. She's still at the bottom of the ocean. She dies in the end.
Does she die?
Well, credits roll, she's still down there.
She's still down there. She's still down there. And her sister's dead.
Yeah.
And she thought her sister was alive.
Yeah.
That's kind of actually haunting. And I like the way it did that.
Well, Fall
because
did that
for a
too,
while you think it's stupid. Yeah, Fall basically rips that off, but in a stupid way. And then they still have the, like, fairy tale ending because she gets rescued. How the fuck did she get rescued? You know how long that would take? She's so high up. How did they get her down?
I was wondering what kind of vehicle they brought into.
There's no way. Like, what? They have. Like, there's no way to get up there. Like, it would take
so long.
We
didn't see a crane.
It would have been a huge. She would have been up there for another couple of days at least.
You reckon?
They would have given her some food or some shit. How are they going to get up?
Yeah,
like, for real, there's no fucking way.
What about a helicopter?
So it's just, like, hovering around that
tower.
Yeah,
and she grabs onto the little foot.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
But I feel like even to get a helicopter, like, that takes a while.
Yeah, you can't and they're in the middle of fucking
like
nowhere.
Before her dad even gets to her.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I'm honestly getting so jazzed talking about these movies because I really love them. I think because it's kind of like it's such a simple thing to be. You know how horror movies, like, we reflect our fears as a society. These movies,
there's nothing going on.
It's so simple. It's like, it's what I think it is the idea that death is lurking around every fucking corner.
Like Final Destination.
It is very Final Destination because like something like 247 degree, is that what it's called?
Yeah, 247 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow,
what's that in
again?
Celsius?
That's a good question. Let's find out because I'm actually so curious. But like in that movie, for example, it's like a simple mistake can have you like have people trapped and dying and this huge, huge – and that happens in real life that people
this
die from these stupid
on a true
little
story.
Things. That's what's so terrifying about the world, that nothing is guaranteed and that nowhere is ever safe. And we think we're safe until we enter these dangerous situations, but actually – we have no fucking clue. And I think that's what really freaks me out.
Yeah, me too. Well, this one, yeah, like I said, based on a true story. So I Googled to try and find a bit of information about the true story. And I found this fucking hysterical article where it was like, early on in the movie, they have dinner and a couple of drinks. We don't know for sure if the real story involved dinner and a couple of drinks, but it very well could have. It's like,
why didn't they know? They should have fucking found out.
Yeah. Just tell me if they survived or not. That's all I wanted to know.
Did they survive?
I could not find an answer about what happened in the true story.
At least you found out about the drinks.
Yeah. It happened in Tbilisi, Georgia, which is where the movie was shot.
Shout out to Tbilisi. We have a special affinity with Tbilisi.
I don't know what it is.
We should go record a live podcast there.
Yeah. I wonder if there's any haunted, there's got to be some haunted places in Tbilisi.
If you are currently listening in Tbilisi, Georgia, let us know.
Yeah.
What's going on over there? Is it scary? Don't go in.
It probably is a little bit.
It's 119 degrees Celsius, by the way.
That's not that hot.
That's what I was thinking. That's only like double what it was in every day growing up in Western Sydney.
Honestly. I mean, that's above boiling
point. That was my fucking white people got stuck where moment. Like, just being stuck in Western Sydney for the first 18 years of my life. That was horrifying.
Did I ever tell you about the time I went to the IKEA at Marsden Park? Stepping out into the sun, I genuinely thought I was going to die.
Yeah, legitimately, when I was growing up, the roads would melt sometimes. Yeah. And they'd be like, can you stay home? And everything in my room would always melt.
Really?
Yeah, like batteries and candles and shit. Things would just melt inside my room. Jesus. In my house. Yeah, it was pretty bad. But that's neither here nor there. 247 degrees Fahrenheit, they get stuck in a fucking sauna. Can you imagine that for 1 second? Because I'm the kind of person. Saunas. I think, okay, a sauna's relaxing. I'm going to go in. 2 minutes later, I'm going to pass out.
Yeah.
I don't know how people do it. I was at a sauna recently. Shout out to the Katoomba public pool. And I didn't go into the sauna. I was in the hot tub. And I had entry to sauna as well. It was like a double thing. And I thought about going in.
Is this an ad?
It's really a great deal. I thought about going in, but where I was sitting, you could look at the door of the sauna.
Okay.
And old men kept coming out. No one was entering. Different old men kept coming out and like refilling like their water or like getting some essential oils and taking them in. And then every now and then you would just see, I don't know how many people were in there. It was like a clown car. Every now and then you'd just see like a big white hairy chest come past like the little window in the door.
Ew.
I don't know what the fuck was going on in there, but it seemed to me that there's something. Saunaing is almost like an extreme sport for men who are so old that they can't really do anything else. But All they can do is just like last.
Well, you know about the sauna championships in Finland or whatever, right?
No. Where do people die?
They have to stay. Yeah, people die. They stay in there for so long that their skin starts melting off, which is what they think is going to happen to them in this movie. Yeah, this movie's like, it's crap, but it's fun.
So fun. And it's like, yeah, that's scary. Already it's scary.
Notice I said crap, not shit.
Yeah, it's crap.
You think? I think it's scary.
Just the idea of being trapped in a fucking sauna because you can't breathe. Like, they need to breathe out of the little broken window, like take little gasps of air. Because I feel like, I don't know about all you sauna people out there, but don't you feel weird breathing in like moisture all the time? I imagine that I'm going to grow mushrooms in my lungs.
Yes.
I always think about that. I just like fresh, dry air, you know? Like, I don't want a humidifier and I definitely don't want to be in a sauna forever.
No. Yeah, and there's like a lot goes on in this movie. They try a lot of stuff. That's a common thing with this movie is they'll try a lot of stuff and you know it's not going
to
work.
Yeah, you've got to try. You got to start to get like creative. And you know that the first few things that they try aren't going to work.
It does push the situation forward a little bit though every time.
Yeah, and sometimes it's like this could make things worse.
Yeah,
so it's especially risky. In this movie. But then inaction is bad too. I think what we learn from these movies is we don't like the characters who sit around and wait. You don't want to wait.
That's why we didn't.
You
like
want to try shit.
Yeah,
and you want to put yourself on the line to save others. Then you feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, you know what's a movie where someone puts themselves on the line to save others?
What?
Frozen, 2010.
Frozen. This one is a movie where white people got stuck on a fucking ski lift.
Yeah,
I've never been on one of those.
Haven't you?
No.
It's not that fun.
Do you think like it would be bad to be stuck there?
Fuck yeah, especially like
just dangling in the air. I don't know. It doesn't seem that hard to jump Like, well, I know.
That's what I was going to say. In this movie, the man jumps off the ski lift. We don't have to tell you about, like, the character's motivations or anything. It does not matter.
They don't have any. Their motivations are they're stuck in a fucking ski lift.
Yeah. The man jumps off the ski lift. He just kind of, like, moves forward and intentionally falls feet first, and then his bones come out his legs. Like, are you stupid? You would kind of fall sideways, right, and try and roll.
Yes.
Like, I'm not a professional faller, but, like, yeah.
It wasn't that high.
It's just snow.
Yeah, it's not that super high. And it's like, okay, your legs broke, but, like, now crawl away.
Yeah.
Like, in this movie, there are some wolves and whatever. Wolves. But some of these movies, it just feels like it's not that hard to get out of that situation. The sauna one's hard. I remember the ski lift movie the whole time, and I fucking loved this movie, but the whole time I just felt like, just get down. And even the reason that they're stuck there is because the chairlift operator saw some people that looked like them, and he thought that they were off.
Turned it off. I mean, like, this one has, I don't know, I think this is a good setup. All these movies do a trope that I love, which is the Chekhov's gun, which is if you see a gun somewhere in a movie, it has to be used later on or, like, it's a waste of time. All of these, I think I'm having an asthma attack.
Oh, no. Do you need to get your puffer?
Yeah, I'm going
to
get my puffer.
Okay, I'm going to keep talking while Scott revives himself. I was going to say, I wonder if there's any of these white people got stuck away movies where they're stuck in a roller coaster, because when I was a kid and I used to go to Australia's Wonderland all the time, the roller coasters would always get stuck somewhere and there'd always be people that were waiting up there for hours, and it would always freak me out. Like, what if I get stuck there one day?
Yeah, that'd be pretty shit. And then I'd be scared that it's going to suddenly start moving again.
Yeah, like, it would happen when you decide, okay, let's get out. We're going to walk along the tracks, and then it would fucking start again. And
yeah.
You know, get it.
There would definitely have been something that you saw or commented on earlier in the day that then came in handy later on in your situation on the roller coaster.
True. And you know what else would happen? A screw would make its way loose.
Yeah.
That always happens in these fucking movies. Screws are always, like, turning themselves out round. No one puts one of those things on top. You know, like, what's it called? Like, the washer thing?
The washer, yeah. No one tightens it enough with the little IKEA Allen key.
Yeah.
Anyway, what was I saying before I started dying? Oh, Chekhov's gun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's always, I love the setup in these movies where you'll see a few objects and then later on it's like, here's that object again. Let's give it a go.
It's
the
like fucking, a video game kind of.
Honestly, it's like, yeah, you picked up this inventory item.
Yes.
You know, you can use it with this other one.
I wonder when this key is going to,
You know what I was confused about in Frozen? They say that the wires that the ski lift is on are, like, razor sharp, but they look round to me. Can you explain that?
No.
Okay. He, like, cuts his hands up.
It seems, I think Frozen is one of the easiest ones to get out of. Like, I remember just having that experience.
What I would do is I would get the ski pole and I would kind of put it over the top of the wire, and then with a hand on either side, zip line, bitch. Bruh.
True. They're wearing so much stuff. Like,
yeah, they wouldn't get that cold that quick. I don't know.
Because in fall, they're in the top of a tower, basically 5 meters away from the sun, and they're not even hot.
5 meters away from the sun.
They never are affected by the elements.
And they don't get cold up there either. It doesn't make any sense.
They're totally fine. The only thing is, like, the vulture's, like, a bit annoying.
Yeah, it's really annoying.
And they're just kind of like, I want to get down.
Yeah.
But they never even, like, almost fall off the edge.
Yeah.
It's called fall. It's not really a threat ever.
Even that one lady falls.
Yeah, that was weird too. Even what she was doing was so stupid.
Yeah, I don't remember what she was doing.
She was just like, they literally have a rope, but the way that they use it is so dumb.
Yeah.
They could have just got down.
They never even tried.
They really didn't try much. They were just like, let's hang out. Let's play with our drone or whatever. They're going to send a message.
Let's charge the drone.
Yeah. Yeah, there was like 20 minutes of charging this fucking drone.
Yeah.
Like, with a little phone charger thing. Ugh. Fuck, that movie sucked. But there was a really USB-C, cool shot.
By the way, it was USB-C.
Oh, okay. There was a cool shot, though, of, like, a shoe falling through the air.
That was the best part of the movie.
That was definitely the best part. You know what's a fun one of these?
Which one?
I'll just say where the white people got stuck and you say what the movie is.
Okay.
White people got stuck during, like, a sexy game.
What?
White people got stuck on their own bed.
Oh, fucking Gerald's Game.
Gerald's Game. Stephen King.
That one. Yeah, that was a sexy game.
That one's funny because it's like, that's another, That could fucking happen.
Yeah. That, I'm sure that has happened.
Anytime anyone gets out some kind of like restraint, that's got to pop into your head.
Yeah.
This, something could happen. Someone could have a medical emergency and then what's your out? Because something like fall or whatever, you think, okay, they should have told someone where they were going. But if you're having some kind of kinky sex, you don't usually leave like a safety plan.
Yeah. Yeah, you would
have. Maybe I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to call you and say, hey, listen, if you don't hear from me, this is where I am.
Yeah.
In my house.
Yeah. And so I'd have to come in. You'd be nude.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention, Frozen is a remake of that one episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm where Larry's on the ski lift with that like Hasidic Jewish lady and she can't be alone with a man after sunset.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
That was a really good episode.
That episode.
And the reason I thought of that is because, do you remember that Seinfeld episode where George got handcuffed and then the lady left?
Yes, true. They really were in that world of the survival thriller. It's funny that it's survival because it really has nothing to do with survival. It's mostly waiting in these movies.
Yeah.
You don't need any survival skills to get out.
What does she try in Gerald's Game? We all know what she tries eventually, which is the disgusting bit where her hand gets degloved. But the thing about Gerald's Game is there's this added danger with, I think in the book he was called the Space Cowboy or something, but it's this man who's real scary looking, hanging around the house. She thinks he's a hallucination, but he's not. He's real.
Yeah, an added element of danger is fun, especially because she's kind of trapped alone.
Yeah.
A lot of these movies, you're trapped with a few idiots and you can...
You've got to argue with them and talk about something that happened outside of the...
You can die every now and then.
Yeah.
But she's by herself. What about you're trapped in a hole underground that you went to do drugs with your friends in?
Is that The Hole?
Yeah.
I haven't seen this movie.
Oh, fuck, I forgot. The Hole was a movie that... my sister and I loved growing up. We'd watch it all the time. It's got Thora Birch and what's her name?
Keira Knightley.
And the premise, I'll explain it. And now I get to explain it to you because you haven't seen it.
Fuck yeah.
It's actually really fun. I think it's a really, really good one. The premise is they're at school and they're all going on like a school excursion, but these guys like skip the excursion because instead they want to go into this like bunker underground to like do drugs and have sex.
Would that be you?
I was, every time I watch this, I'm like, why wouldn't you go on the excursion? Like, I know school excursions aren't that fun, but going into a hole in the ground with no windows to spend the weekend is fucked.
What about, like, people go to raves in the Paris catacombs and they get lost and never come out?
True. That would be fun.
Until you get lost and never come out.
Well, yeah. That would be more fun. At least it's like an interesting place. This is just literally just a fucking hole. It's a hole. Ground. It's like really speaks to that desperation that you have as a teenager where like anything seems fun if there's no adults around.
Yeah.
But
isn't that also the plot of Halloween H2O where Josh Hartnett like fakes that he can't go on the trip to stay home?
That's who I thought was Ryan Felipe when we're talking before this movie.
Oh, is Josh Hartnett in this movie?
I don't know who the fuck – who's the man – okay, wait. White men just look all the same.
Yeah, that's true.
The whole movie. So, basically, they get stuck down in this fucking hole because the door won't – like the little – you know, one of those doors that's like – but it's on the roof?
Trap door.
Like a – yeah, like a – it's like basically it's a bunker.
Yeah.
That won't open, so they're stuck down there and it's kind of fucked up. But then there are all these, this one I don't really want to spoil because you haven't seen it and it's actually kind of a good movie. But there are a lot of twists and turns with like who's responsible for the door being closed and the interpersonal dynamics of the four people who are down there. And basically I just feel like Thora Birch is really good at being like fucking nuts. Every movie she's in, she's a fucking crazy bitch. Do you reckon she is in real life?
Yeah, but there has to be something real to that character she played in Ghost World.
Yeah.
And also American Beauty.
Yeah, she's always fucking nuts. She's nuts in this movie too. But this one's almost like a horror of personality. Like,
oh.
Because it's...
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of... it's hard to explain.
All right, I'm going to watch this and maybe we'll talk about it.
Okay, because it is scary.
Okay.
But I just don't think I want to go into a hole and do drugs.
No, I mean, I want to do drugs in wide open spaces.
Yeah, I want to do drugs. I would do drugs on the TV tower.
Oof.
That would be fun, but not in a fucking hole where you can't even see shit.
Yeah.
Who's in this movie? Oh, I don't know any of these men. Okay, never mind. Like, I guess I just thought they were they're just white hotties. I don't know. Just yeah, some white dudes.
They're all the same. Just like this Sean Ash something person who's in Frozen. He's kind of like a veteran of these movies. He's also in The Ruins with Gina Malone.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Must be his favorite genre too.
I do like the fact that we get the like, okay, let's try something and then let's try something else. Do you, when you watch these, do you start to think like, okay, how the fuck would I get out of this world?
Oh, absolutely. Like how I came up with the zipline idea.
Yeah, exactly. True. Yeah. Yeah. That's a fun part of these movies. When we were talking about what to watch, I was like, let's watch fucking Lifeboat from 1944. Oh, the Alfred
Hitchcock movie, yeah.
Because I feel like I was trying to think what could be like the spiritual grandfather of these movies.
Well, yeah, definitely Hitchcock's like single location movies, this one and Rope. And there is another one which maybe Dial M for Murder. I haven't seen it. He did these like very limited location movies. Mm. I think Lifeboat is better than Rope. It's got Tallulah Bankhead in it. She's fucking incredible. Much. She plays such a good character. You said this one had too much talking.
Yeah, I found it kind of boring because I was like, I think because I was in the mood of watching all of these movies that are very focused on action, and then all of a sudden they're talking a lot about like war, and I was like, okay.
Yeah, this is a war movie before it's a white people.
It definitely is. And it's also like visually because of the time. It's like it feels very claustrophobic. Like you really feel like you're squashed in this boat with all these people. Like
and a green screen.
Everything's so close.
Yeah.
It was kind of rough to watch. But it does have that element of people kind of being suspicious of each other, which The Thing obviously does as well. And a lot of these other movies, like you get stuck with people and you start to go fucking nuts and you turn against each other. And that's interesting because when you're in a situation where the danger is coming from that situation, but then you have the added danger of the people around you suddenly like turning fucking crazy.
Yeah. And in this movie in particular, Lifeboat was criticized at the time because people saw it as sympathetic to the Germans. There are a couple of German characters in this movie who end up on the lifeboat with them, and it's kind of this uneasy truce, basically, and that forms a big part of the plot. I found that really, really interesting and quite progressive for a time when you were seeing a lot of kind of pro-America, pro-allies propaganda, let's say, in mainstream movies.
Do you think you can draw a line from Lifeboat to Devil with a story by M. Night Shyamalan?
I don't know that I can because I don't think that Devil counts as a white people got stuck where movie.
It's not that many white people.
It's what?
It's not that many white people.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I remember when I watched this movie, I was like, this movie is so dumb.
It's that really bad.
It went all the way back around to I actually love it because it's so fucking stupid.
Would you say it's crap?
No, it's shit. I had after watching this movie, my family, like my dad and my sister and I would just say this one quote to each other all the time because they have this like Hispanic character who just says, "Eso es algo malo." And we were just like, that's the stupidest line I've ever heard in any movie.
What's the translation?
This is something bad.
Jesus. I mean, that's typical of the dialogue in this movie. I don't think this is a white people got stuck where movie. Number one, because one of them is a black man. But also because there's a supernatural element, which is not in the spirit of the genre.
Yeah, there's like the danger is they're trapped, but the danger is the devil.
The devil's around.
They went all the way to the top for their villain in this movie. And it is very like, it's a very religious feeling kind of movie. Yeah. Like you got to like repent and stuff.
God.
It
was like a sermon.
Yes, it felt like propaganda.
Yeah.
So
there's the through line from fucking Lifeboat to this movie.
Because of Lifeboat, we have Devil.
Thanks, Lifeboat.
Thanks a lot. It's so fucking stupid, but it's a shame it's because they're stuck in an elevator, and that is the perfect place to have a movie like this because every time anyone's in an elevator, they think about being stuck there, and most of the time, 80% of the time, they remark on it to the other strangers in the elevator.
There is a great movie called Elevator to the Gallows, a French New Wave movie with a soundtrack by Miles Davis that has a man stuck in an elevator, so if you want a good stuck in an elevator movie, go watch that one.
Okay, that's good.
This one is like, when it gets into it, you're kind of like, yeah, I'm going along with this. What's going to happen? It introduces all the characters. But then as soon as it starts, I don't know how to pronounce this word. Proselytizing? Is that the word?
Oh. Pros-
Proselytizing? I might not even be using it correctly, but it's it's immediately at the point where it's like they start realizing what's happening, like, oh, all these people are bad people. Yeah. It's like, oh my God.
I know. Well, I do like a movie where a bunch of strangers find themselves together and they have to figure out what's their link. So this has a little bit of that element.
Like a cube or circle or, yeah.
Yeah, those are fun. And then it's also got a little bit of like people being suspicious of each other. And like almost like a like the thing of like who like you can't tell who's actually like the one of you people is fucking evil, but we don't know which one it is because you all look like normal people.
I clocked it. I remember.
Yeah, you did. But there's just so shit. It's shit in a way that I think it's worth watching because it's funny how crap it is.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Totally. It's
like really funny.
And so it you said be. It's crap and shit.
Oh, fuck. Damn it.
One just completely obliterates my whole semantic theory of crap and shit.
Yeah. It kind of pushes the envelope in a way. I just think it would be so scary to be trapped in a fucking elevator.
Oh, totally. Have you ever been stuck in an elevator? It's pretty mundane.
Not for long. Like, I've been stuck at work before, but I remember at work I'm like, keep me here till 5.
Totally.
I don't know where to be.
Yeah, you didn't have a job interview to get to. Not like the people in this movie.
You know where I get stuck a lot? Public bathrooms.
Do you?
I have a problem. I never can fucking open the little, you know when they have those twist locks? Often I get like jammed in. You know, sometimes the door's like kind of swollen.
Yeah.
And you can't open it. Like it's happened to me a few times where I'm like, am I going to need to call someone and tell them I'm in a bathroom? But then eventually I get out. Or other times I'll, you know, when you go into it, you're in a restaurant and then you go to the bathrooms and it's like you got to go through a couple doors. Often I end up in some kind of vestibule where I'm like,
oh,
there's
yeah.
so many doors. I don't know which one's got like kitchen. A line behind it, like how to get back. And I just kind of stand in there for a while. You have to do Roman numerals to
find the right one?
Well, normally I just kind of stand and I look around and then someone will come into the bathroom eventually and I'm like, oh, that's where I go.
Right.
So I get stuck a lot, but it's not like high stakes.
I got stuck in a train toilet once, like on the train.
Oh, fuck.
You know how they have that, you press the button and the big door is shoo,
yeah.
like Star Trek? The button wasn't doing nothing. Oh. I had to get my little fingers.
Did you have to go through the toilet down onto the tracks?
Oh, my God, that'd be hectic. I had to get my little fingers into the door and like pull it open.
Oh, you're so
strong.
I think
I broke it.
Oh. I mean, I think it's already broken.
Yeah.
Whoa, that is scary actually because it's moving. I don't like that.
Yeah.
There are a lot of places to get stuck in the world, especially if you're a white people. Especially if you make bad decisions about anything. I probably will get stuck somewhere one day because I do a lot of this dumb white people shit that the movies are about.
Yeah, and I don't do anything.
You'll be fine. You'll be okay. You'll be the person who comes at the end of the thing to rescue me and someone's putting like a blanket around my shoulders.
Yeah.
I love that blanket thing. Is that real?
I did get stuck once in the back of my mum's car. I was quite small and I like lay down, you know, like on the floor in the footwell of the back seat.
Yeah.
And it was so narrow that my arms were just trapped by my side and I had to call for my mum. I was freaking out and I started waving my legs, accidentally kicked my mum in the face.
Oh my God.
And she got me out, but she was really angry about getting kicked in the face.
That reminds me of those like that story about that man, the real life story of the man who got trapped in that cave where he was.
No, Nutty Putty Cave. No. Oh, I hate that.
How come there's
story
no movie
so
about
much.
That? The Descent does not count. How come there's no movie about being stuck in a fucking cave?
Oh.
I really enjoy caving.
You could never.
But I still think that that's really scary, like the idea of not being able to move your body at all.
Yeah. And then the worst part of that story for me is that they were getting him out, the rope failed. He fell back down the hole and got wedged even deeper.
That would happen in a movie too.
Yeah. That would happen in one of these movies where they think they're almost there, but then the car gets
stuck. But you're like, it's only been 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Something's going to go wrong.
Yeah.
I hate that when you know. One of these movies, they should just get out early and then the rest of the time we're hanging out eating cheeseburgers. Just
talking about how crazy that
expectations.
Was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a Joe Swanberg movie.
Maybe they get stuck
movie.
Somewhere else or something, but like give us a surprise. Let me get out for a minute because I'll really be like, wait, I don't trust this shit. I want to have that feeling.
Maybe one where they get stuck, but then they get saved, but then they get arrested for trespassing.
Yes. And
then
they're stuck
in jail.
Yeah, she definitely would have been arrested in this movie, instead she just goes home with her dad.
Yeah.
It's like,
she doesn't even go to the hospital for severe dehydration.
Jesus. Fall is so dumb. If you've watched Fall, can you let us know? Because it's all the rage.
Some people love it.
Yeah. And if you've ever climbed a TV tower and you want to be a special guest on the next episode to tell us exactly what they did wrong, we would love to hear it. I've never climbed a structure like that, but maybe I will now. Maybe I should record a fucking episode up one of them.
I'm not coming with you.
Maybe I should find out where's the tower climbing community in Australia and get into it.
And is it, does it have crossover with the parkour community? Definitely.
Oh, yeah. They could.
That's your window in. Fast. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'll have a look because I would do it for the pod. I would honestly put myself in any stupid situation for the podcast. If you have an idea of where I should get stuck, send it in. crystal@spookybitchgang.com. And I'll fucking do it. I don't care.
Wow, I can't wait.
You know what? For such a stupid movie, Fall, I did have a moment where I really was like moved. And which I'm one was so that? Embarrassed to admit it. They're talking about the quote that the dead guy used to always say, which was like, if you're afraid of dying, if you're scared of death, don't be afraid of living. And I was like, bitch. Okay, for a moment, yeah, I agree. Like, that really yeah. hit me.
But before that, she, like, said the quote wrong a couple yeah, of times, that and was that was weird. Funny.
That was weird. And also, it's like, maybe not being afraid of living doesn't mean you have to, like, throw yourself into really stupid, dangerous situations.
Yeah,
that
you
you're
can
not
still
even
be, like,
enjoying.
Discerning about it.
Yeah. But well, I liked that.
I was very moved by Frozen, the bit where the girl is talking about how her dog is going to think that she, like, forgot about her and just never came home.
That is actually.
That really broke my fucking heart.
Yeah. Yeah, because I get that would be so. Oh, fuck. Yeah. They would. How are you supposed to tell her?
Yeah.
I think they'd know, actually. I think Snowflake would know if I was dead. Like, not feel it, but, like, eventually he'd be like, that bitch is dead.
I don't know if Snowflake has a concept of death.
I think he does. So. I think he's. He's from the mean streets. I think he knows more than us.
Oh, great.
Anyway, shout outs to Snowflake.
Yeah.
He was found in a plastic bag. He was in one of these situations.
True.
And he got out.
He's a white people.
Yeah, I'm like the post-credits scene in his life.
I think you're the bloopers.
That's so sweet.
Is that all the movies?
I think that's, you know, this was a different episode. We didn't really get into too many, like, social issues.
But we didn't need to.
I don't know that there are any.
I just had so much fun with this theme.
Me too. I think these movies are great. And I think they are genuinely scary.
Yeah, they are.
And that's it.
Yeah, this was a nice little diversion. We got some more stuff for you.
The real world is fucking terrifying enough. Yeah. There's enough issues out there.
Yeah. Let us know if you have a favorite one of these movies.
I did want to ask people to send something, but I remember at the beginning of the episode, I was like, remember to say this at the end. Oh, no, that's what I was going to say. I was going to say we finally got the upload to work of our reaction society. So you can go to @spookybitchgang on Instagram or SBG podcast on Facebook and watch it because I think Scott did a really good job editing it and it's really
thank
funny.
Thank you. So what happened with that is like I finished editing, I hit upload and it just kept getting stuck at like 75%. And then a month later, Crystal got in my car and she was like, oh my God, you finally uploaded it. I was like, the fuck? I guess I did.
I think it's good. So go watch that. Go watch our reaction to the shunting scene in society and let us know if, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
If you want us to say something or if you want us to sneak in a special word of your choice into somewhere in an episode, you can tell us in a favorable Apple Podcast review.
Oh, good one, stars. Good one. All right. Well, yeah, we'll leave you with that then.
Whichever word you want. It's a challenge. I can do it. I can do it. And no one will know that was the word. Like, I'm not going to make it obvious. I'll do it sneaky.
Wow.
I think I can do it.
I want you to sneak in the word bathypelagic.
Okay. I'm just going to do some quick Googling and then I'll do that. Okay. Well, anyway.
Love you guys.
Love you listeners. Love you, Scott.
Oh, love you, Crystal.
Love you, Mikes.
Oh, and love you, pop filters.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.